97 The River, River City's classic rock Doug and Joe show. You can check out this week's Adorable Adoptable. That's waiting for you on Facebook for Thursday. Something else producer Dana put up, and her and Joe, they're going all crazy because there's some Deadpool 2 trailer or something.
Oh, yeah.
That's on Facebook. A bunch of people are looking at it. They're all excited. What is this? This Deadpool? What's the big deal? Is it really that good? Is it really that exciting? I don't know anything about this comic book stuff, but a lot of people, meaning you and Dana, said that it was like one of the best superhero movies ever.
I believe we said it might. Dana, I don't want to speak for you, but for me, it was the best I've ever seen.
I would call him more of an anti-hero, sort of.
But it is a superhero
movie, right? A superhero movie, but he is foul, he is raunchy, he is violent.
And when you say he, what is the superhero?
Deadpool.
Oh, yeah. That's his name.
He is no Superman. He's not Mr. Boy Wonder.
Okay. So he's kind of a grittier, dirtier, more evil.
Yeah.
Filthy kind of. He's talks about, you know, pleasuring himself with a stuffed unicorn. And
yeah. Whoa, wow.
Yeah. He's like, I think is he bisexual?
No, I don't think he's bisexual.
Who plays the superhero?
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, so when you say is he bisexual, you mean in the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
In real life, he's married to Blake Lively.
Yeah. Hello.
Woo!
Jackpot.
Hey, Blake Lively, where are you? I can't tell if you're on my left or my right because I got a crossed eye.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez. That's not a crossed eye. It's a bit lazy.
I mean, it's really lazy. That eye on Ryan Reynolds, I don't care what the women say, Danny. You can argue this all day and night. Weird.
He took a shot from a lead pipe swung from a tornado.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
In real life?
When he was a kid.
Shut up.
I didn't know that. I don't find him attractive.
Quit saying, hold on. What that did not happen. You're saying the real Ryan Reynolds took a shot from a lead pipe thrown by a tornado when he was a kid?
Are you pulling our chain right now, Joe?
Yes, he is.
Oh, my God.
Boy, it sounded real, though, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it sounded real. Had you not bought into it, I could have played it longer. But you started to buy that. I sold you on that.
Yeah, he was hit by a lead pipe thrown from a tornado when he was a child.
The logistics of it work.
Yeah, I was buying it. Gosh damn, that kid got hit hard. It made his eye lazy.
Damn it, I'm gullible.
No, but he's fantastic in it, dude. He's like the most anti. He says dirty stuff and he curses and it's just real gross and violent.
It's the only thing he's good in.
I
don't like any other Ryan Reynolds movies. It's
really?
Only Deadpool.
What about Just Friends?
I've never seen that.
Awesome.
What's the movie with Will Smith where he's the bad superhero too and he drinks and does drugs?
Hancock.
Yeah, Hancock.
Is it along those lines? Or is
sort
it even grittier?
Way grittier.
It's more violent, I
more
feel
action
like.
Packed?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know Dana and Joe love it. A lot of people like it. It's waiting for you on Facebook. Dana put the trailer up if you want to view it. Dana, when's the date, the release date?
May 18th.
Oh, so it's coming up.
Soon.
Okay. Dana, have you seen the new, since you're a fan of this guy too, the new Thor Ragnarok? It's also a superhero movie.
I did see Thor Ragnarok.
Do you see what they're doing in these new superhero movies where they're trying to base them, or not base them, but write them after the Deadpool stuff where they try to put the humor into it now?
Well, I think that's kind of Marvel's niche. That's just their niche, and that's what DC's really trying to do and failing at. Marvel really has nailed the humor aspect of these superhero movies, and with Thor, they struggled with the first two movies. They're not good, and he cannot carry his own movie, but in Thor Ragnarok, it's great because they kind of make fun of him a little bit, and they have a bunch of other side characters that kind of boost him up. Like, they have the Hulk in there.
Yeah.
He's a big part of that movie, and it's just one of those things. He's one of those characters who can't do his own movie by himself.
Skinny guy from The Fly.
So hold on, I gotta ask
Jeff
Dana
Goldblum.
This: that superhero that can't carry the movie on his own, so it's a lot like Tom Hanks in that Castaway movie.
I can't believe you just
a lot like
said
that.
You know what? I'm out of this conversation.
Yeah,
right there, you've ended it for me.
Joe's leaving for
that.
The day. He's upset.
Watch the trailers waiting for you on Facebook. Here's AC/DC on the River.